Morning Watch, the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Divine Economy. Week 3, Living in the Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity by the Law of the Spirit of Life in Romans 8. Wednesday, Related Verses, Romans 8:10-11. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Revelation 21:6. And he said to me, "They have come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts from the spring of the water of life freely." Revelation 22:1-2, 14-17. And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb in the middle of its street. And on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come," and let him who hears say, "Come," and let him who is thirsty come, let him who wills take the water of life freely. Related reading. In Romans 8:2, law does not refer to the Mosaic law or to a particular commandment. Paul had a scientific understanding of the function of the law of the Spirit of life. Just as the law of gravity causes objects to fall back to earth, and just as the law of digestion regulates the digestion of the food we eat, so with the divine life dispensed into us, there is a law. This means that the divine dispensing works spontaneously by law, by a principle that functions automatically. Through the working of this law, the essence, the element, and the riches of the divine life are being dispensed into our being. We have such a marvelous law within us. Now it is important that we do not interrupt the working of this divine law. As this divine law operates within us, we will have the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity. We would expect Paul to say in Romans 8:10 that the Spirit is living. Instead, he says that the Spirit is life, or Zoe. When we call on the name of the Lord Jesus, this Zoe gets into our spirit and causes our spirit to become Zoe. Now, not only the triune God is life, but our spirit is also life. If we see this, we shall have the boldness to declare to the whole universe, and especially to Satan, that our spirit is life. We shall proclaim that at least one part of our being, our spirit, is Zoe. Oh, how we all need this revelation. When you are tempted to lose your temper, do not suppress your anger. Instead, simply declare, "My spirit is Zoe." Likewise, if your wife or husband gives you a difficult time, do not argue, but tell the one troubling you that your spirit is Zoe. Saying this enables us to resist Satan's temptations. Praise the Lord, our spirit is Zoe. Consider verse 6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace. Here we see that our mind can also be Zoe. When we set our mind on the spirit, our mind, which represents our soul, becomes Zoe. This is the dispensing of the divine life into our soul. In our daily living, we need to practice turning our mind to the Spirit. Are you about to gossip? Turn your mind to the Spirit. Are you tempted to lose your temper? Turn your mind to the Spirit. Drop the ethical and religious teachings and come back to God's living Word, which reveals that the life of the Triune God is dispensed into our spirit to make our spirit life, and also reveals that the mind set on the Spirit is life. Verse 11 reveals even more of God's dispensing. This verse reveals that Zoe can be imparted through the Spirit into our mortal bodies. Therefore, not only are both our spirit and our mind Zoe, but even our body can be full of Zoe. We all need to see the vision of the dispensing of the life of the Triune God into the three parts of our being. We need to say to the Lord, Lord, I thank you. Since you came into me, my spirit has become life. Now if I set my mind on my spirit, my mind also will be life. Oh Lord, how I praise you. Through your indwelling spirit, your Zoe life can be dispensed even into my mortal body. Lord, I worship you for this. Our God is the Triune God who has passed through incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. Now he is the all-inclusive spirit to be the divine Zoe for our participation, experience, and enjoyment. First, he dispenses himself into our spirit, the center of our being. From the center, he spreads into our mind and saturates it with Zoe. Then he expands into our mortal body and thereby makes our whole being Zoe. In this way, we become men of Zoe.